Jane McNaughton here with you. Despite the chaos that COVID-19 was causing with people's calendars, the Victorian Sheep Show went off without a hitch yesterday in Ballarat. Farmers braved the cold and wet to showcase their prize ewes and rams to spectators. I popped down yesterday to take a look for myself and met Warren Russell from Melrose Merino Stud, who travelled down from southwest of Horsham.
It's terrific to come to the Ballarat Sheep Show, the Victorian State Sheep Show, and we're very pleased to have come away with a few champion ribbons. We exhibit in the fine and super fine sections with our merino sheep. Been fortunate enough to win champion fine wool ram and champion March Shorn fine wool ewe. So we're having a good day out.
So what does that mean to you to win two categories so far?
Coming to sheep shows and exhibiting sheep, it's about catching up with everybody else and seeing what animals they're bringing along to help you build your future directions for your breeding, and to catch up with clients and friends to hopefully, you know, say hi again and just market your product and hopefully sell some rams.
So how long have you been in the sheep business?
I'm a fifth generation wool grower from on the same farm. We've always run fine and super fine sheep on our family property. So it's in my DNA, it's in my genetics, and it's something that I've always grown up doing, and my kids have grown up doing, going to sheep shows, showing sheep and being involved with breeding animals.
Since you're exhibiting some wool, what kind of microns are we talking here?
We're sort of 16 to 18 micron wool. We have a fleece down in the fleece show too. We came second for the Victorian State Fleece this year, which is back off the 2019 fleece competition. It's the final of that fleece competition that didn't run, sort of thing. So that was good to have that finish complete today.
And how many sheep do you run on your property?
We shear about 7,000 sheep, so we're sheep and cropping and prime lambs, so we've got a mixed enterprise.
Andrew Sellers-Jones from Champara South Down Studs in central Victoria was also in Ballarat, showing off the most impressive of his mob.
These sheep actually have done some showing earlier in the year. A lot of them made the long trip to the Sydney Royal Easter Show in April and did really well up there. They won a lot of the classes.
So you just showed two ewes and a ram as well. Tell us a little bit about why you picked those particular sheep.
So I just won the interbreed group. The ewes are a pigeon pair. You can hardly split them. They're a really good example of what a pair should be. Like, you can hardly split them. And the ram really should complement the ewes. So it needs to be bigger and strong and sort of lead the ewes, if you like. And the ram was the champion ram, the champion South Down ram, so he did very well in his class. So together they made a great group.
How many years have you been coming here?
Oh, well, this one, I haven't been to Ballarat for many, many years, but I've been showing sheep for probably, you know, two or three decades, I'd say.
Family business?
No, it's just me. Yeah, it's a family farm, but I'm the only sort of the only sheep enthusiast in the family, and I've been doing it since I was 10 years old. So it's many, many decades of loving the South Downs, and they're a really popular breed, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the rest of the year brings. We've got Bendigo Sheep Show, Australian Sheep and Wool Show in Bendigo in a couple of weeks, and then there's the Melbourne Royal after that, and then we finally finish with the National South Down Show, which is held at Geelong in October.
And how many do you have at home? How many do you usually run?
Well, there's close to 200 ewes this year, and lambing's about to start in about 2 weeks' time, which is a very busy time for all stud sheep breeders. Hopefully the weather's not too bad, and that's the next thing, which we'll be looking forward to seeing what might be the next year's champion.
Rod Kirk and his wife Nicole have made their sheep show debut, and they brought along their horned merinos.
Yeah, we went fairly well. We've got reserve champion 2-tooth medium horn, and also reserve champion fine wool merino ram, so March Shorn. So that was pretty pleasing results, really, yeah.
And what kind of micron are we talking here?
The medium's around 19 and the fine's around that 17 micron. So, yeah. So that's sort of where we try to target, around that 18 micron average. So, yeah, 18 and a half.
Although this is your first time coming to the sheep show, how long have you guys actually been farming for?
We've had our farm for 7 years now. We've owned the farm for 7 years. We were leasing it 3 years prior. And we've had the stud registered for the last three. So, yeah. Yep.
Is farming in your blood, or is this something you guys sort of stumbled into?
It's in both of our blood, actually. We're actually from New Zealand originally. I mean, we made the move to come to Australia for more opportunity and the chance of farm ownership 17 years ago. So we've worked on properties up New South Wales, Wanganella, Merino stud up there, and then we came down to Victoria to work on a stud down here. and then the opportunity came to lease and eventually purchase, so it's worked out fantastic, yeah.
Considering all the travel, why have you decided to settle just out of St Arnhem?
Everything's fate, I suppose. It's a bit of fate. It's just how it ended up. I came down to work at Sheringa Merino Stud, and this property was actually just around the corner from it. So I used to drive past there and think I'd be great that place one day, and anyway, that's how it sort of worked out.
Having fun at the sheep show for the first time?
Yeah, no, it's been really good, apart from the weather, but no, it's been really good and very well run, so yeah.
Do you think you've maybe made some friends that you'll get to see next year?
Yeah, definitely, and we've got a couple of young children, and they're very much into the sheep so side of things as well, so yeah, definitely.
Did you bring the kids along today, or are they back at home?
No, they came today too. They actually helped us out because there was two classes going at the same time, and they got stuck with bringing out the finds, and one of them obviously did a pretty good job of it, so yeah.
How old are the kids?
11 and 9.
It's pretty early to be taking on such a responsibility.
Yeah, well, they actually surprised us because the second lot happened at the same time, and we just said, righto, you're going to have to go and drag them out, and we were still holding the other two, and to their credit, they just wandered straight down, dragged them out, and out to the mat they went, so no, they did well.
Any financial compensation?
Oh, they're going all right. We've actually brought them some pole ewes last year, so they've got pole lambs on the ground, so that's the direction they're going in, so they're doing all right.
How many do you run?
We've got around 1,000 adult sheep sort of thing. We've got around 300, 350 registered stud sheep at this stage, so obviously hoping to expand as time goes on. It's just see what we can do.
Eleanor Grieve is a student of Ballarat Grammar, and she brought along some of her family's Dorset horns and pole Dorsets. She says that farming is in her blood.
I love it. It's really good. I just love being around the sheep and just learning like heaps from Dad and asking him heaps of questions and stuff. Yeah, just really enjoy it, yeah.
So is your dad one in a long line of farmers?
Five generations. On my mum's side, her dad had spuds, got out of the spuds, but now we just have sheep and crops and stuff. And yeah, dad's dad had dairy and a lot of farming in the family, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your sheep that you've got here today.
So our Dorset Horn Stud is the oldest in Australia, and I'm pretty sure it was started in 1931. So it's the longest continuing stud, I suppose. And then we also have our pole Dorsets. We've got about 100 stud ewes in total. And yeah, just breed them each year and goes pretty well.
So just being in sort of the middle part of high school, a lot of people don't know what they want to do. It seems like you're on the agriculture trajectory somewhere.
Yes, my plan is to go to Marcus Oldham and study ag business and maybe not come straight back to the farm, but do something along those lines.